Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Friday Evening's Prayers. Do you remember getting lost? Perhaps this happened to you as a child, or perhaps you remember panicking when a child was lost in your care. It's many, many years ago when that last happened to me, but I still recall what it felt like. And even now as I write about it, I can recall where I was and who it was that I had lost sight of. If you get lost on a walk in the countryside, it may be that a map, together with recognisable landmarks, will help you on your way. But there's no doubt that a guide who can show you the way, or better still, walk alongside you, will help you to lose that sense of panic and experience relief much more quickly. In our present circumstances, it may be unlikely that any of us will become physically lost, but some may be experiencing a sense of being disorientated or a sense of unreality. So knowing that we have a guide who can keep us on the right track and who we can trust to lead us along a difficult path is invaluable. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Let us pray. Loving God, we come to you this evening with many different thoughts and feelings, having had many different experiences from one another. But we know that we are not alone. Our relationship with you is real, and you have brought us together to support one another, and you will guide us in the ways which you want us to go. Although we cannot travel far at present, we have the gift of memory which brings us experiences we've had in the past. And we have time to focus on the beauty and complexity of the place where we live. We see your beauty from our window, on a daily walk, in photographs and in the media. We sense your power in a thunder crash, in a lightning flash, and recall the fascination of the waterfall and the power of the waves crashing against the sea wall. Creator of all, support of all, saviour of all, your power and glory are beyond our understanding, and yet your love enfolds us as a gentle breeze. But there have been times when we've lost our way. We are sorry if we have missed the opportunity to do our part in bringing some joy or brightness into the lives of others. When we have been ungrateful for what we have in our daily lives and yearned for something different. When we have acted in thoughtless or unhelpful ways. We ask for forgiveness and pray that we might focus on you, listen to your voice, and follow your guidance. We recall the experience of being lost, and want to thank you that you offer us the chance to be guided by you in all that we do and say. We thank you for all the gifts that you have given us, and take a few moments to remind ourselves of blessings we have received this week. Thank you, Lord, for each person and each experience that has cheered us, reassured us, or comforted us in the days that have gone by. Thank you for the opportunity to reflect and make plans. Thank you for the blessings of modern means of communication, which enable us to keep in touch with those we love. We bring to you all those people who are really struggling at the moment, those for whom the lockdown is particularly trying. We remember people who do not have access to the telephone, those whose hearing is not good, who find it difficult to communicate other than face to face. We pray for people who are unable to visit friends and family, and for those who miss regular visits they have relied on in the past. We pray for people who are feeling powerless or guilty because they cannot support others in the way they have been used to. We pray for those who have been bereaved and those who are sick. We ask that you will pour out your blessings on all these people. Comfort, reassure and support them, and bring them peace. And now we ask that you will guide us in all the coming weeks. The path may not be straight or the ground even, but we trust that you will keep us safe and bring us all to a time when we can meet and worship you together. We conclude our prayer time this evening with the hymn, Lord of the Years, Your Love Has Kept and Guided. Please click on the link at the end of the written version of the prayers.